So when we're talking about Adonai Olam, the first word is obviously very important, the Adonai, the master. And Rav Shimon Schwab has a beautiful approach to this. He quotes a Gemara in Brachos of Zion, who says, Am Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, from Bimyayim Sheibara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esa Olam, from the day when Hashem created the world, Lehaya Adam Shekar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adonai. No one called Hashem an Adonai, a master, Ad Shabbat Avraham Avinu, until Avraham Avinu comes along. V'net Shanem Avayim Hashem Aleikim B'mayad Erki Rishonah. Avraham Avinu comes along and he says, My Lord, Hashem Elikim, how am I going to know that I'm going to inherit the land? The Gemara says, Amar Avach, Daniel Bishvil Avraham. Daniel was only answered because of Avraham. As it says, Va'at Hashemai Elikinu Tulas Avdecha, Now pay heed, our God, to the prayer of your servant, to his supplication, let your countenance shine upon your desolate temple. Says of Shimon Schwab, Daniel's pleas were heard only when you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shem Adonus. He says, answer me in the Schus of Avram, who called you Adon. We actually say this in Davening on Mondays and Thursdays in Tachman. The world had to wait until Avram Avinu discovered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be addressed with the Shem Adonus. Why did Avram Avinu discover this? Why not Meshiselach or Noyach or Shem or someone else, Adam? What does it mean to have an Adon? What does the word mean? A master. Says Rav Schwab, a master has a personal relationship with his servant. Whenever the servant performs duties, he's directly serving the master. By way of contrast, a melech only has a very general relationship with his subjects, because a king has an entire nation to govern and very few people know him personally. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as melech ha'olam in all of our brachas. And a bracha is not complete without it. However, it starts off with Baruch Atah Hashem, using the Shem Adonus, meaning we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our master before we refer to him as our king. So when we're addressing Hashem that way, we're saying, my personal master, the one with whom I have a relationship individually, he knows me. Then we acknowledge that our God is the master of the universe as well. So while the greatest earlier tzaddikim, Noach, Shem, Meshiselach, whoever, recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam, the universal king, it's only Avraham Avinu who recognized that the Adon of the world is really my personal individual master. And he teaches everyone that while HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam, yes, he's the king over everything, nevertheless, Hashem is each the Adon of each individual, akin to the relationship of a servant and his master. And each individual has a personal relationship with the Almighty. And this applies not just to human beings, but to the universe as a whole. There are billions of stars and billions of galaxies. Yes, Hashem has a relationship with each one. He counts the number of stars. Each one gets a name. To him, all the billions of heavenly bodies are just a mispar, a small number. Because he has a personal relationship with each one. Each one has the name. So therefore, when we stand in front of Hashem in Tefillah, we should realize that it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam, he's the king of the universe. But he has a personal relationship with each and every one of us. He's our Adon, he's our master. And therefore, it doesn't matter how small we think we are, we're in direct connection with Hashem. And this is absolutely vital when we talk about our own Kavana. There's nothing mystical or supernatural about it, it should be natural. Even if we find it hard to concentrate throughout the entire tefillah, just concentrate on Baruch Atah Hashem and realize we have a personal relationship with the Creator, the King of the Universe.